When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Detective Jason Howe about a new term that has been thrown into the world of DNA matching by the Koberger defense team over the last couple of weeks. Phantom matches, according to DNA expert Leah Larkin, who is an expert witness that's been hired by the defense, throwing out that term, phantom matches, trying to create some doubt in the legitimacy of the tests. Could there be something that would put a phantom match to connect Koberger to these crimes when he truly was not there? In all reality, it's a fancy word. I can see confusing people who don't know much about DNA and think that this is actually a thing. But the STR profile on this is at least 5.7 octillion times more likely to be Koberger than an individual randomly selected from the general population. What are they talking about? Like, where do you get this expert that says coming up with these sort of things? Sounds good on paper. Looks complicated. It really isn't that quite complicated in terms of phantom matching.
Yes, you're probably better off arguing an administrative error. You know, there's always going to be error. And my actual discipline is latent fingerprints. There's astronomical odds with the just random chance of picking up a fingerprint and matching someone that's sitting right in front of you. And the odds are that is not going to happen. That's why we talk about uniqueness when we deal with fingerprints. But there have been errors in fingerprint identification as well. And as unique as those are, you know, we do sometimes make mistakes. But those, the error rate for that kind of evidence is extremely low. And here, I mean, it is a way that someone could be creating doubt in the minds of a judge or a jury who's going to be the gatekeeper of this evidence, or the trier of fact with the evidence. Could be a way to create doubt. But I think in this case here, you know, you continue to do additional tests, it's going to be the same result. It looks like it's his DNA, and I truly believe that it is.
Regardless of errors or chain of custody, things of that nature, they're going to be looking at how things were handled with the genetic genealogy and how those labs handle everything. Even if there is some sort of error, it doesn't necessarily change the result. It doesn't mean you're going to get a phantom match, if you will. My analogy I've been making is if you have a key to a door and it drops in a bucket of mud, you get that key out, you clean it up, it's still going to open the door because the keys, the actual ridges on it, don't necessarily change. Same with DNA. And to get such a match, to get something that specific, at the end of the day, it doesn't change. We can question maybe how something was handled, maybe not as professionally as it should have been, although there really hasn't been much evidence to that, even in this case, but they're trying to present that as a possibility. At the end of the day, it doesn't change the result of a DNA match being a DNA match.
Yeah, I would agree with that also. You know, we have this constitutional concept of the confrontation clause. You can always argue every day that maybe you didn't follow policy or maybe there could be an improvement in policy or maybe there are some errors out there. But the end result, if you're dealing with phantom matches, just get another test. And what happens if that shows the same result? Because are you going to argue there's two phantom matches? And what is the probability of having two phantom matches? Again, I just think it's a method to create doubt.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.